Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Friday, April 29th. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
We're back here, folks, as always. We always try to entertain you because God knows what would happen if we weren't here for you. And,
I don't know.
Sometimes people write me, they're like, why was there a replay today?
Aww.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, at least people are following us, which
right?
is a nice thing,
that's
right?
That's good, yeah.
And they
great.
Care. So thank you for caring, folks. But sometimes it just doesn't work out and, you know, things happen, things come up. So we have to put on a replay, you know?
Right.
But we do try to be here, especially on the last day of April, at least our last day on the show in April.
Right.
And, yeah, so it's May already.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. My birthday is coming up May 10th, actually.
Oh,
I totally forgot about it.
Huh.
You know, it's funny because in my family, birthdays were never like a big deal.
Really?
You know, in some families, it's like the whole week, you know, everybody like stops what they're doing, and which is nice. I think that's cool, you know. But in my family, it's like always like, oh, it's your birthday? Okay, cool.
Yeah, mine's kind of somewhere in between, I guess. Like they do the whole presents and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like a massive affair.
Right. I know. So it depends on the family. But my the mother of my kids, she likes to make a whole big deal. So they're like that, too. So I've had
How are you guys? Do you have a good relationship now?
With my kids?
With
my ex?
Yeah.
I don't even talk to her. I mean,
really?
No, we have nothing to say to each other. We're not fighting or anything.
Right. It's just indifference, basically.
Yeah, that's how it's been since the kids have grown, you know?
Well, that's good.
Because I mean, the only times we talked was when she needed money anyway, you know? So it's not like we really maintain any warm relationship for years, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, so that's not the case. I'm very close with my kids, of course, and thank goodness for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good
Yeah,
thing.
I love them to death, man. Even sometimes they treat me like shit and don't respond to my texts and stuff. But no, I mean, it's periods, you know? It's like phases in people's lives and stuff.
It is. You know, the unconditional love of parents is like really an amazing thing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It is.
You're going, well, and the funny thing is that, you know, I really feel that our kids are not ours, you know? I mean, we just deliver a person to this universe. You know, it's not like we have a lot to do with it, you know? I mean, you have sex, bam.
Right.
You can bring a baby
That's
to
true.
The world, you know? And it's your child and stuff, you know? So, you know, and what about situations, God forbid, when women get raped and they have the baby and stuff, you know? I mean, it's still, it's a child, you know? You have a love for it and stuff, but it's really not yours, you know what I'm saying? You didn't really want it. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is we're here to multiply whether we like it or not, you know, to reproduce and stuff. And so that's why I think that what do I think? I don't know. Okay, that our kids are not ours.
Right.
You know, we just bring them to the world, and I think the love we give them and everything and the love they give back is worth it all. You know, it's really worth it because we don't have to be like that, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love family, we love children and stuff, and that's a cool thing. But don't ever try to own your child because it doesn't happen. They're their own people.
Yes, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I know.
But there's nothing like a mother's love to a child either, you know? I
right?
mean, it's just, that's an amazing thing. I like stories and movies like that and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think of some of the things. I mean, I've been a good kid overall, I would say. But, you know, everybody has their moments.
Right. They do.
Yeah, I know.
They do, you know? But especially when you look at mothers of disabled kids, autistic, things like this, you see the love, you see the patience, you see the dedication the parent has for the child, and you go, my God, you know, nobody would do this other than a mother.
Pretty much.
You know? So it's an amazing thing, you know.
And I really feel like I have that unconditional love for my parents, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, they could honestly, like, disown me or whatever they want to do. I would, like, still love them.
You see, because that's because you're special in that way, but some people are not.
Some people aren't, yeah.
No, they're not, you know. They hate their parents and they abuse them emotionally, whatever, you know.
I know.
So it's terrible. Especially when you know, I think, look, people have kids for different reasons. But I think one good reason, I'm not saying it's the only reason, but one good reason to have children is for when you get older and you need somebody to take care of you. You want somebody there for you so you're not alone. I mean, look at all the people that are just really lonely. They don't have anybody, things like that. You know, nobody should leave their parents like that.
I know.
So sometimes there's certain situations and things that people can't help, I'm sure.
I agree. I mean, that's why I feel like I'm chasing my dreams now.
Yeah, right?
I mean, they're in their 50s, my parents, so they're fine for a while.
Yeah, but no. I mean, you're at a perfect age, and they're at a perfect age.
Right.
And, yeah, it works out great.
But 20 years from now, it'll be different.
Yeah.
You know?
It will be. 20, 30 years, yeah. It's going to be different when they get into their 80s and people get older and sick and stuff. And they really need their kids, you know, and because they become like babies again, you know, and somebody needs to take care of them. So kids are not overrated, I don't think. You know, if you can have kids, at least in my experience, it's worth it. It's really worth the negative things that go with it, you know, because it's just such a wonderful thing. And that's what I'm saying, though. Don't take your kids for granted. You know, you got to build that relationship like you would with your partner. And some people, you know, I mean, it's hard to parent. Hard to parent, you know. I mean, they don't come with an owner's manual when they're born.
Right?
You know?
I know.
So you have to read a book like, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Whoever wrote that book was a genius, man, because it's still like a number one bestseller.
Right?
Right? Because women don't stop getting pregnant.
I know.
So it doesn't go out of style, yeah. That and children's books, too. You know, because when you think some adult books, you know, they're published and they're old and they're out of print and all that stuff. But when you have stuff for kids or for new moms, it's like it keeps restoring itself all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the Disney films and stuff, you know, that they're still like, they can still put them out in the movies and the theaters because there's new generations.
Of course. You know what's really funny about that is, I was talking to this group of, you know, tweens, I guess you would call them, like 11 and 12 year olds, and they're like, oh my God, we love Clueless. We love Mean Girls. And I just thought to myself, oh my gosh, some things never change because that's what my friends and I watched when we were that age.
It's true, right?
And, you know, shamefully enough, even when we got a little older, we were still like, let's watch Mean Girls.
Well,
I know. So there are some things that just don't ever go out of style, I think.
Yeah. Did you ever grow up on Nancy Drew and those books?
I did,
really?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you see, those are timeless, you know?
They are, yeah. I remember reading them a ton when I was a kid.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you ever have to read, like, all this required reading in school and stuff like that? Like, When the Caged Bird Sings and To Kill a Mockingbird and all that. But what about Catcher in the Rye? Did you ever have to read that one?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Do you remember it?
Vaguely.
Really?
Really vaguely.
Because I got to tell you, that's probably one of, like, the books that is mentioned the most is, like, the ultimate book to read or, like, the best book ever written or something,
really?
Right? That's what, yeah, I mean, it's always brought up as, like, an important book at least.
Right.
Never read it. I don't know what it's about. And maybe it's time I did.
Yeah, we should read it.
Right?
Been a while.
Yeah. I just don't get into old books and stuff like that, you know? None of the books that they crammed down our throats when we were kids, you know?
I know. And I was never very into reading, like, at all. In fact, I hated it.
Yeah, I think as kids, you know, I mean, I always loved to read, but to read the fun stuff.
Me
that
too.
I wanted to read,
and now,
right?
Now I actually find myself reading, but it's like fiction novels, and
yeah, which,
like,
is fine.
Oh my gosh, the lady who came on our show, I have started reading her book, and I love it.
Really,
My Lover's Keeper.
Oh, really? Is it good?
Yeah, it is.
I have it on my
table. It's really good.
Really?
I mean, it's a chick book, but
yeah.
I mean, I love it. I'm into it. Like, I'm reading it. So
yeah. So that's the one with the triangle with
yes,
with somebody cheating there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that was pretty cool. Yeah, you guys should listen. Maybe a week ago or something, she was here. And
yeah, I started reading it on the plane, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
yeah, so do give us a good review about it, and we'll know what's going on with it.
I'll let you know when I finish it.
Yeah. So, you know, but I read a lot, so I have to really budget my time. And I don't get into this old stuff, but maybe I should, you know. I think maybe because I never, somehow in school, I fell through the cracks. I never had to take Shakespeare and any of the hardcore literature.
I didn't either, actually, though.
Yeah? In high school and stuff?
I didn't. I mean, I went to a small town high school, so the curriculum probably wasn't as intense as, you know, big fancy school or a private school or something like that where you would be required to take those type of things. But
I know.
Yeah, I mean, of course we dabbled in Shakespeare and stuff like that, but it wasn't anything intensive.
Nothing serious, yeah.
No.
You see, that's the thing. And even in college, 4 years of college, I never actually was required to take Shakespeare or anything.
One thing that I had a passionate hatred for was calculus, though.
Yeah.
You told me that.
God. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and you know, I'll never forget, even because I did my first year at Texas A&M University before I transferred to the University of Texas at Austin, which is kind of funny because they're rivals in a way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're big rivals. But I, you know, my sister had gone to A&M, and it was just kind of like a comfort zone thing. But I hated it, essentially.
Yeah.
And then I loved UT, which is way more me. I mean, it's more liberal and artsy and fun and everything. But I remember taking, it was like Math 151, which is the entry level course that everyone's required to take. And I dropped that thing after the first class day and took it at a junior college.
Well, at least you got it out of the way, you know?
I know. I took all my math at a junior college. Whoa. I was like, screw this.
Man. Yeah. Well, great idea if you didn't want to deal with it. Wow.
I just knew it was just going to be a source of contention and struggle for me.
Yeah.
And is it worth making your whole time miserable, like going to tutoring every other day for a stupid math class that I'm never going to use?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I took the smart. So half of college is like navigating the system.
That's true. Having to understand it takes you 2 years to at least understand where the hell you are.
Right.
Yeah. In a couple of minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in, Mr. Max Tucci, who is a host here on the station. And he's always a lot of fun. You see, Max knows how to live. He says, take life to the max.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. Oh, my
God. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of yesterday I was reading an article in one of the high-tech magazines, and they were talking about this watch that connects to your phone and stuff. And I thought, wow, like a fossil watch, you know, and they make nice watches.
Okay, yeah.
So it's kind of one where you can change the faces on it electronically and all that, you know. And so then I started researching this, and I'm going, wow, great, and stuff and all this. And then, you know, it's like $300 or something. And I thought, that's not too bad, you know. But then, you know, you realize, well, it's for an Android, but you can use it with the iPhone, but not all the features and all that stuff. And suddenly I'm going, wait a minute. Why don't I have an iPhone? Why don't I consider an Apple Watch? And so this whole thing started from this article about a nice watch. I love watches, right?
Right.
But then I thought, for the same price, you can get an Apple Watch for $300 and get the same thing, but an Apple Watch. So we'll talk about that after we talk to Max. But he is calling right on time, as he always does. Max Tucci, welcome to the show, sir.
Sam in the mornings with Kelsey. How you both doing?
We're good.
We're awesome. You get to talk to Kelsey for the first time, right? You guys haven't talked before.
I think it
is. Sam, you are the Hugh Hefner of LA Talk Radio. You have like playmates as co-hosts all the time. I have never. That's why I made mine just Mac and Friends.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no playmates, but, you know, at least they have something between the ears, you know, and that's important to
there
be on this show, you know what I'm saying? But yes, they've always been beautiful, I have to admit, and Kelsey's no exception, of course. So, Max, what's going on? Where are you calling us from these days? Because you're all over the world.
I am. It's like, where in the world is Waldo? That's me. I'm calling right now. I'm in Miami. I'm in Florida.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I was just in Colorado, and I just got back to Miami. So, yeah, it's great. I live between here and Colorado and a few other places.
Yeah, and
so.
You.
Yeah, it's good.
Your home is in New York, though, right? That's where you grew up.
I grew up in New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, our home is where, I know it's cliche, but really where we're the happiest. And I'm happy in, like, all the different homes. So wherever I am, I'm happy. That's where I am.
Very cool. And you have a home in Italy, too, right?
What are you, my stalker?
Come on, Max. I know
you. Are you the one that calls me at 1 in the morning with a heavy breathing?
Max, I might as well marry you. I've known you for 8 years, for crying out loud. I know everything about
eight
you.
8 years.
8 years, my
yeah,
friend.
Eight years.
8 years you've been on the station.
And that's what this Sunday is about.
Yeah.
This Sunday we're celebrating 8 years of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations, Max. You know, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to you for staying loyal with us, for building your show as much as you have. And, I mean, I remember the early days, you know. We used to have only a few shows. Max was the one Sunday night at 8.
Oh.
And, I mean, it would be like, I mean, that was my life at that time, was running those shows. And I was intimately involved with every facet of the station. Now it's not as much. So sometimes I don't talk to Max for a few months or something, but I love Max. He's an amazing person, and I told you before, and knows how to live. Mr. Tastemaker there, you know, Mr. Style. So,
yeah, no, so, it's all fun. Well, you know, Kelsey, as you'll learn with Sam, he's dedicated to LA Talk Radio, and I am too, and 8 years of being on this network is major. You know, I really believe that you started the genre of entertainment to the level that it's at. There's so many copycats and whatnot. And, you know, we say that imitation is the ultimate form of flattery.
Right.
There's only LA Talk Radio. Seriously.
No, I think
not only my show.
Yeah.
But you have so many shows where now it's come to the point, literally, with Max and Friends, where before we used to have to call all the celebrities, do you want to come on? Now they're calling us.
Right.
Now the publicist is calling us.
Right.
We want to be on Max and Friends. We want to be on LA Talk Radio. And that's where it's become. So it's really, I'm grateful for this outlet and Max and Friends. You know, Sam, when we first started the show, it was To the Max. That was the original show.
Oh. Yes.
Remember back?
I
back
do.
In the day when we were still BBS Talk Radio.
Yeah, it was BBS Talk Radio for a couple months. And then I thought, because I had friends who had BBS Radio. And I thought, well, maybe I should be associated with them. After a couple months, I thought, no, we need to go on our own and be our own independent thing. And I was so fortunate to find the domain LA Talk Radio unused.
Awesome.
I know. So, yeah. So we started this. And Max, I got to tell you, I can't express my gratitude also to the fact that you've noticed these things and that you acknowledge the fact that we're the original ones. You know, we're the ones who really defined what this has become in the way of people that are not necessarily professionals, professional radio stars, get to have their own radio show, build their own audience, reach the world. I think it's amazing, you know, and to me, it's just like, I take it for granted, you know, so when people observe it and they acknowledge, like Max does, I really appreciate it, Max.
Yeah, no, you know, it's amazing. And of course, with anything, no matter where we are in life, whatever you put into it, you're going to get out of it. You know, so I've seen shows come and go and people think that it's an easy thing to do to just come on the air and talk. There's nothing worse than dead air and silence.
There you
so,
go.
You know, when you take on the task of hosting a radio show, it's a lot. It's a lot. And you have to do your work. And that's why there's been a few shows actually on the network, right, that have been with you since the beginning. Cause
when
you're passionate about doing what you love, it doesn't come easy, but with work, it happens and it manifests. And that's what, you know, my show has been about, and you gave me that platform, so.
Yeah, no.
This is like a big, jolly love fest, and it's almost too early for this.
I know, that's why, enough talking about this, let's talk about you a little bit and stuff. I want to, I'm like looking for something here to play, but that's, I'll find that in a couple of moments. But Max, tell us a little bit about what Max and Friends is about. So people will know whether they want to listen or not. I think I've enjoyed producing your show and everything all these years. I think you're amazing. And considering you're not physically in the studio, you know, and I think about that sometimes. I'm like, the man handles it like a pro, you know? And
thank you.
Yeah, so you're amazing.
You know, your show, friends, listen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, to the max, when we first started, was like that whole, remember, it was the whole affluent lifestyle show.
Right.
Then Bernie Madoff happened, and that all crashed. And then, you know, we kind of like, were refiguring how we're going to do the show. And that's when Max and Friends happened. And it was like, if Oprah can have friends, so can Max, kind of the story.
Right.
And it was because of my traveling so much and always being somewhere else that I gave myself the opportunity to have co-hosts that could fill in for me.
Yeah.
Now we have a great one, Sean Scott. He comes on once in a while to the show. And, you know, the show really took off to that aspect where celebrity interviews, authors, you know, we have some great authors coming on in the next few shows, The Vitamin Solutions, to a great book called Aerobatic, which is a contortionist heroin romance. It's a true story.
Oh, my gosh.
About this guy, Joe. Yeah.
Wow.
And he's coming on the show. But we do everything from inspiration to real life stories to hot topics to the news. It's talk radio at its best. And, you know, it's fun to have celebrity guests. They don't obviously hold the show. I hold the show. But with that, I also have a team that helps me hold the show.
Right.
So, you know, everyone who comes on the show, from Jackie Collins, you remember, she was on 4 or 5 times on LA Talk
yes.
Radio.
Right, on your show.
And literally,
yeah.
It's because, yeah, Jackie, she's passed since. But since Jackie's been on my show, literally that's how I got my book deal. You know,
wow.
There's like crazy frequencies that happen and
yeah.
It's consciously creating with LA Talk Radio. On top of it, and I'm sure you know about this, but because of Max and Friends, you know, I got my own TV show in South Florida.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about that,
yeah.
Max. Yeah.
Well,
is
I
that
am
a TV
People
show
with Max Tucci.
Uh-huh.
We shot our first season. It was great. Had 7 shows. Sophie B. Hawkins, who was on the radio on my show, was also
yes.
on the TV show. And literally it mimicked Max and Friends, I Am the People. It was, I've always wanted to do a show where I could sit down and talk to celebrities, newsmakers, and everyday people, whichever they may be, they're all inspirational.
Wow.
And, you know, that's really the tone that the show picked up. You know, we went at the beginning with all the gossip and all the nonsense and all that. And then when it was kind of like, you know, so many people are doing that, then we got into the inspirational, then so many people started doing that. So now it's a variety, really it's a variety show that deals with everything from hot topics to sex talk to food to everything in between.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing, man. I mean, you know, and Max is a person that I, in my opinion, has the authority to talk about these things because he lives it, you know. Max lives in style. He travels in style. He eats in style.
Well, there's
right,
an authenticity
Max?
To the show.
Yeah.
There's an authenticity.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, and I think when you bring that to the air, people respond to it.
Right.
And that's why over these 8 years we've had, I don't even know, tens and thousands and thousands and 20, hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Yeah.
You know, we've tried to do the calculation. I think I've had like over 500 plus guests on the show.
Wow. That's a lot of people to have talked to. Yeah. That's a lot of people to have talked to. And that's the thing.
And what I love about it, you know, we're live. Everyone thinks that the show is pre-recorded.
Right.
And I, as you know, Sam, seldom do we do pre-records.
Oh, no.
I mean, with like if we have someone dying or if someone's really old or a massive A-list celebrity. But the show is always live.
Right.
And people tune into it live.
Right. And it's fun.
You know, it's like
people
when
call
you
in.
Do a replay, they're like, where were you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And people call in and they want to be part of the shows. And it's amazing. Absolutely, Max.
Yeah.
So go ahead and plug your show again. Well, I can do it. Max and Friends, of course. You guys can catch the show on Sundays, 8 p.m. right here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For us, it's a totally interactive show because Max doesn't let us just sit here and listen to him. He likes us to play things for him and everything. He wants the show produced his way, you know. So let me just give you a little example of Max. There you go. You
LA
see it.
LA Talk Radio. This is that. But, you know, and that's a great intro. That's Monroe King.
Yes.
Monroe's father, Mr. King, was King World Productions, the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Wow.
You know, the price, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, etc. So she sang that for me. She also sings the intro for my show. And then we have Hot Topics by Sharon Agutee, who was on The Real World London, talking about Flashback Friday. So, you know, it's nice to have friends and that appreciate you and that appreciate what you're doing. And I was like, Monroe, can you do the intro for my show? And we've had that now, I think, for 5 or maybe even longer, 6 years now.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the longer version because it's funny because every time I think about Max, I'm like, I'm starting to sing his intro. You know?
The intro. No, but, you know, and what I love about also with Max and Friends and what I say on the show all the time is that we have the app too. You know, and people are like, oh, internet radio. Like, you have no idea. Internet radio is like, forget the hottest thing, you know, with all these, we could say a million things on internet radio. But the fact that we have our own app, it's literally like the easiest thing to use. So you push the button, you're live, you're listening, you're streaming. And I always say, get the LA Talk Radio app. So on Sunday nights on the East Coast, which is 11 o'clock when I'm on, you could take me to bed with you.
That's yeah, there you go. How can you resist that? Taking Max Tucci to bed with you, with your phone.
With Ryan.
And that's what people don't understand, Max, is the fact that internet radio is more ubiquitous now. I mean, it's more available now than AM and FM, because this you can listen to anywhere. Like, for example, if you go into somebody's office, you go, oh, I'm a 97.1 or something. He's like, oh, really? Well, I'll listen to you when I get in my car. Because nobody carries radios with them.
Right.
But when you have your app on the phone and you go, here, we have LA Talk Radio. Do you want to hear what's going on in the studio right next door? Here you go. Bam. You know?
But now you get to watch, too. Like, you've transcended from radio to visual.
Right, which, exactly.
You know, to me, is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
But I got to tell you, the video portion is more just to meet a demand and stuff, but I think most of us have stayed on the audio side because that's the magic of radio. You know, you don't have
to
play
to
the camera.
Cam, when you could show up to work in sweatpants, no, you know, no makeup.
That's what I like about it.
Okay, Kelsey.
Well, speak for yourself.
Talk about how great is that? Like, just to have that opportunity to go to work in like sweatpants. I'm like, oh, that's the best.
Yeah. You see, that one thing about me, though, man. One thing about me is I never leave the house. Not put together or unshaven or anything like that. So to me, that's not really a...
Because you're always ready for a photo opportunity whenever someone's in the studio. I know you.
But not necessarily. I've always been like that. You're also a guy.
I guess you don't have to sit and get dressed and all that. Yeah. No, to me, it's like 5 minutes in the morning to shave, another 5 minutes to get dressed, and I'm out of there.
Right.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying
that.
But some guys even...
How long have you been on with Sam, Kelsey?
Since December.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's 6 months. Uh-huh. Five months.
Wow. Do you have any, like, favorite shows that you remember, like, bloopers that you're like, oh, I wish I didn't say that? Do you have any of those moments?
Bloopers. Oh, gosh. I don't know. We've had so many great guests on.
I know. But I think, Max, you know, when we come on the air and stuff, we're prepared to talk about ourselves. And I think the self-censorship sort of happens behind the scenes. In other words... You know, I think Kelsey knows when she comes in here, there's certain topics that she's not going to bring up, you know.
Right.
Or me and stuff, you know. So you have to understand. But other things, it's like, what the hell, you know, will you say anything? You know, and
that's the slogan. We say what we want.
Exactly, know. You know. And plus, you know, it's funny because, you know, whether it's you, Max, sitting in your office doing the show or whether it's us in the studio, it feels like it's only the two of you or the four of you in the studio talking while there's actually hundreds of thousands of people eventually listening to the show. And you go, my God, man, you know, I really have to watch everything
I
say.
That's where consciously thinking comes into play, and also creating, because if you know that you have the opportunity to speak to that many people, you have to be responsible for what you say and own what you say.
Right.
You know, and I remember when I first started the show, I would say anything, we would book anybody, and it's transcended into something bigger because now it's like consciously realizing, you know what, we are affecting many people's lives, so many hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, you know, now with the TV show as well that I have, are listening. They're paying attention. They're tweeting you. You become part of their lives. And recently, you know, to the point where there was a woman, never met this woman. She was tweeting me, loved the show, always tweeting, Linda.
Uh-huh.
And then I was doing an event, at Donald Trump's house, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach for Unicorn Children's Foundation. I got to say hi to them and Amy and everyone listening now. But and I did an event. She came to that event. She paid $5 for that ticket or the $7.50, whatever it was. Came to that event because she heard me on the radio show. Saved her money. We became friends, you know, on the internet, whatever. She would come to the other events of mine. We had this friendship going. And recently she passed away in December.
Oh.
And I went to her funeral. And literally, without me knowing, I was like her local celebrity. All the nurses that she worked with were like, "You're Max Tucci from Max and Friends. The joy you brought to Linda's life." I was like, wow. Like, you know, that's when I start realizing even more so, like, it's not just a radio show. It's not just Max and Friends. It's a relationship with listeners. I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when I listen to our shows, I go, you know, I learn a lot of things myself, and it does feel intimate because you go, wow, I can relate to what they're talking about, and yet you're listening alone, and then you realize there's so many people doing the same thing,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's definitely, you know, great. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Max Tucci, who's got the show Max and Friends every week here. Every week, Max is here. If he's not, he'll have a good replay for you. Like with Jackie Collins, it's amazing because I've always been a big fan. And, you know, although she writes what they call Hollywood trash novels, okay?
Oh, God.
Or some people call them that. But she was proud to admit that they were. And she loved the stuff she wrote. People loved her. And she was amazing, you know. And the funny thing is, she was overshadowed by Joan Collins, her sister, while the series Dynasty was on.
Right.
And at that point, Jackie Collins, nobody really knew about her. But the name was familiar, and then they realized she was Joan Collins' sister. And ever since then, Joan Collins has sort of disappeared, but Jackie Collins has only grown and grown with her books, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it's funny because not too long after your last interview with her, she passed.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. And what was crazy, you know, that's when I was in L.A. that weekend, and we were supposed to have lunch.
Wow.
We were in L.A. I was there for a wedding. I came to the studio that weekend. Monroe was actually in the studio with me. Sean Scott was in the studio with me. The following day, we were supposed to have, you know, it was on my calendar to have lunch. But Jackie had passed that weekend while I was in L.A.
Oh.
And, you know, what was crazy about having Jackie on the show was that, you know, Jackie and I had a great friendship, an on-air friendship. And whenever it was, like, so easy to pick up the phone and be like, "Hey, Jackie, do you want to come on the show?" And she would come on. She was always a go-getter, and her last book that she did was actually a cookbook, the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook by Jackie Collins.
Right.
And Jackie would come on the show talking about drinks and food, and she loved life. And she had breast cancer for like 6 or 7 years.
Oh,
these past 6 or 7 years, and never spoke about it.
Yeah,
but
I didn't know.
When I go back and I listen to the archives, which are at latalkradio.com/max, you can get 8 years of archives there. Jackie told me about, I said, "What is your theme? Well, what is a theme song for Lucky or for you?" And the song was "I Will Survive."
Oh.
That's what she had said in my interview. And when I go back now and I listen to that interview, you know, she was secretly living with breast cancer. And it wasn't until like her final days that she sent out that People magazine article. But, you know, when you interview someone, that's why it's really important to listen to them as well.
Right.
Because there were undertones that "I Will Survive" was her theme song. And now it makes perfect sense why that was her theme song.
Yeah, yeah. I think it does. I think it makes a lot of sense. Max, tell us, how can people contact you? How can people find you if they want to get some of the taste of your incredible lifestyle?
You can always tweet me at Max Tucci. I'm on Instagram at @2, the Max Tucci. And tweet me. Always tweet me at Max Tucci. You know, during the show, we tweet as well. We do live tweeting during the show, and which is another fun aspect of radio, being able to tweet. So I love my Twitter. And if you want to email me max@maxtucci.com.
Great. And
and if you want to be on the show, let me know. You know, I'm always looking for the next superstar, the next author, the next singer. Send them my way. We've had people on the show that have been on the show. The next thing you know, their careers have taken off, and we're like, they run Max and Friends.
There you go, Kelsey. You need to go on his show.
I know.
There you go. Kelsey's definitely an up.
Thomas Hibner.
Yeah.
I'll tell you real quick. Miley Cyrus had tweeted about this young boy then, Thomas Hibner. And so I reached out to Thomas, his mother at the time, and I said, we would love to have Thomas on the show. She agreed to let him have, I think he was like 14 years old at the time. Thomas came on the show. He is literally one of my inspirations on the show. To this day now, he's like, he's signed with labels. He writes music for like big time. He's like soaring right now. And wow. He started basically, we played his music on Max and Friends. It was the first time it was ever aired.
Wow, wow.
That's awesome.
Well, you see, That's something to be proud of. What I can be proud of is we launched some porn stars on this show. But that's not as big a deal as you, Max. But you know what? Sometimes I think about it because, you know, I mean, I always like am exposed to porn star and the porn stars and the porn industry here.
They're a unique
here.
Breed. It's yeah, you know,
at the station.
What a great
because,
segue.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They're a unique breed.
But they are a unique breed. And today, I look when I look back at some of the archives, there was a time when they would send me several porn stars that were starting out, and today they're all like huge, you know.
Oh my god!
So it's funny when you go back and you listen to them when they were unknowns and stuff, even though they're just porn stars and they're not really big stars.
No, listen, if that's what their passion is, then why should we, you know, make it anything less?
I agree. Why? Yeah, no judgment here. If that's what they want to do, go for it and be the best.
Exactly. Yeah, but you haven't. Have you seen like really hardcore porn, Kelsey?
No.
No. You see, that's what I'm saying. If you saw that, you wouldn't be saying this so easily.
Really?
Because you'd wonder why would anybody want to do this, like double anal penetration. I mean, why would anybody want that? Yeah.
Whoa! How is that even possible?
Well, but again,
people do that.
You know, I think it goes back to let people. This is, I think, the society's problem today with everything.
Yeah.
Let people do what they want as long as they're not hurting anybody. If this is what they believe that they should be doing at that time, if this is how they're supporting their family because, you know, jobs in America or whatever,
right.
You know, the scenarios are, let people do what they want. If they're not hurting anybody and they're doing their thing, who are you to judge them?
I agree. It's not about judgment. Yeah, but it's not about judgment. You know, we're not saying people are good or bad, but you question their judgment, you know, and, you know.
I'm good for them.
Yeah,
Would you do it, Sam?
Would I do porn? No, Max, because it's a one-way door. Once you do it, you can't go back. You know, and I would never do something like that. Yeah. As far as being on camera, I don't think I could perform with people around me. I'll be honest with you, with the camera and lights on me. So that's why they pay them the bucks they pay them, because these guys can stay, perform.
But, you know, it's kind of bizarre because I've heard that they actually don't get paid much.
No, the guys, but there's a couple of them that do. They start their own production companies and things like that.
Because
they
it's so like readily available that the...
It is, but you see, but that's what I'm saying, Kelsey. To actually perform is not that simple. To stay erect and, you know, to perform in front of the camera and stuff like that. I mean, shoot, most guys have a hard time in the bedroom alone in private, you know, so... So that's why, you know, they're just professional.
But I think, Sam, that's important you said that, because that's also with radio. We translate it right back to radio. To get on air, right, even though you're not being seen, you're being heard, you cannot have a moment of silence.
Yeah.
Once you have that moment of silence, people tune out and tune off.
No, absolutely.
You know, so it takes a lot of courage to do, you know, entertainment, whatever form it is, takes a lot of courage to do it, because you're going to be ridiculed, people are going to judge you.
Right.
And if you don't have that thick skin and you don't have the authenticity of who you are to continue, and you have those moments where, listen, I remember back when I first started, I was getting tweets like, who do you think you are? And then when we did Hot Topics and political shows especially,
I
got
that always seems to rile people up.
Well, now I have Hunter Cross who comes on, and I let him just take it, and he goes off with it. And so, but, you know, you've got to be prepared to be judged, which is fine. You know, for me, it's fine. And that's why when I do my shows, I let other people speak their opinions. If I don't believe in it, I'm usually quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Well, Max, Max Tucci, what I want to do is I want to take you out on a note here. What I want to do is I'm going to play your intro, and I wanted to just give people a preview of how you start your show. You want to do that?
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Because I love this freaking song.
Thank you so much, Sam, for having me on.
Yeah, of course. No, I mean, I love this great song, you know. I mean, no, I'm going to say bye to you after this, but just, I'm going to play this. It's a 30-second intro.
We'll give him a teaser.
Yeah, there you go. Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sextile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Well,
that's it.
What? No, you're supposed to get.
And that's where I go up and say, "LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max. Thank you for tuning in."
There you go.
I love it. Yeah. That's so fun.
It just sounds good when you do it right when the music ends. Okay, well, you guys will have to listen to the original when you tune in Sundays at 8. Max Tucci, thank you so much for joining us, man.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Kelsey. It's a pleasure to talk to you, too, for a short while.
I know. Likewise.
Absolutely, Max.
You'll have to come on my show to promote your show now. Okay?
I'd love to.
Yeah,
I'd
and she's doing a lot of things,
Sunday,
man.
This Sunday is going to be really good. This Sunday is this Sunday is the 8th year anniversary. We've got Nikki Haskell coming on, and she is a riot. Sam,
cool.
You need to have Nikki on your show because she was the first woman to put Trump on her local television show in New York.
Wow. Okay, well, you send me the information, Max. And
I'll put you all in touch.
And since this is an anniversary show, I'm going to call in like I always do to your show.
Super.
And it'll be amazing. Congratulations on 8 years, Max. And again, I can't thank you enough for keeping your loyalty with us and for making your show as great as it is. You know, I mean, you look good, we look good. You know, so
that's right.
Yeah,
together we rise.
And you've put in the work and everything. So I appreciate it, Max. Thank you so much. All the best to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you sooner or later. I'm going to come on the show when my book is out. We'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Yeah, we didn't even get a chance to talk about the book. I know you mentioned it. Okay, well, we'll do another
one.
Yeah, we'll have you back next week or something.
All right, guys. Have a beautiful day. And like I always say, take life to the max. Good morning and good karma.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Bye, Max.
Cheers.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. No, Max is cool. You see, it's like, you're sort of like friends, but long-distance friends.
Right.
You know?
I feel he's like great.
I feel if Max lived here, we would be good friends.
Exactly.
You know?
He's so upbeat and positive.
Right?
And
yeah.
I love that.
And I think maybe he started wondering, why are we talking about porn stars? But then I heard in his intro, she says he talks about sex, style, and gossip, right?
Uh-huh.
So there you go. You know, we talk about that too.
We do.
There you go.
I think variety is the key.
Yeah, there you go, you know.
But his show seems fun. What does he do for a living?
Max is an ambassador of the good life.
Okay.
No, but he's in the... his family's been in the restaurant business for many years.
Okay.
And I think he's involved in that. I think he does some charity too. And he's involved in a lot of things. I mean, look in his bio. He says he's a TV, radio host, author, motivational speaker, photographer, interior designer, food expert,
and
life expert. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
How awesome.
Yeah. And like he said, he resides between New York, L.A., Colorado, Florida, and Italy. I don't know about L.A., Max. You haven't been here very long, but...
Get it, Max. That's
yeah,
awesome.
You got to get back here.
I wish I could have that many...
homes, right? The places to live.
Places to reside, yes.
I know, wow.
But he's great. Sounds like an awesome guy. I'd love to go on a show.
Yeah,
fun.
Absolutely. Going back to the Apple Watch, when I started thinking, well, an Apple Watch may make more sense to me since I love the iPhone anyway.
Right.
Right? And so the question is, why do I need one in the first place? Well, first of all, I like watches, right? My birthday's coming up, and if somebody asked me, what would you like? I'm like, you know, I have everything. I don't really need anything.
Yeah.
But a watch would be nice, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, so look, an average watch is like $150, $200, right? You add another $100 and you get a friggin' Apple Watch. I mean, it's like...
Right.
you know, the things that he does are amazing. So I started researching this last night, 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Oh, God.
Once I get into this stuff, my adrenaline goes and I can't stop.
Right.
You know?
And you think it would be useful for you.
I think it would be very useful. And let me tell you why. Let's see if I can real quick bring up the Apple website. But not only notifications, but which to me would even be enough. Because let me tell you why. I think with notifications, like when you're in the car, for example, even if I have my phone, you know, attached to the holder
right.
in the car, to me that's not enough because I can't read it there. I don't want to read it while I'm, and I definitely don't want to text or anything or start looking on the phone
right.
for what I need. If I can just bring it up in front of me on the watch and actually say the command, right?
Exactly.
Would be a lot safer, would be easier in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And also for reminders, I forget things. And, you know, even on my phone, I forget it. Because, you know, on the phone, the notification comes up and then it disappears.
Oh,
right? I mean,
that's
on the
true,
iPhone,
actually,
right?
Yeah.
On the iPhone. I don't know if every message, but I think most push notifications disappear. On the Android, they stay.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that, you know, it might say, look, you have an appointment or do this, do that. And then after I use my phone, it disappears. Here, you can set it so it sticks with you. It's in front of your eyes every time you check the time.
Right.
You know, you can obviously change the faces on it, you know, for the way it looks. You can have a Mickey Mouse face. You can have very elegant faces to it. So it sounds pretty cool, you know. I mean, and it's got, oh, and don't forget all the sensors it has on it where it measures how much you walk, calories, heart rate.
That's cool. I like that part.
Yeah, right?
I think that's cool.
So all I'm saying to you is, look, if you were to go and spend $200 on a watch, you add another $100 and you get all this stuff.
Right.
You know, activities. I mean, because at first I thought, you know, who needs this when you have an iPhone, right?
Right.
But I said that about the iPad too. And I got two iPads now.
Really?
One for
see,
work.
I have my iPad and I don't use it.
Really?
I don't use it, yeah.
Yeah. You see, it depends what you do in your life at the time. There was a time when I didn't really need one.
Right.
But now, you know, there's some software that I need that uses it.
But, you know, my mom loves her iPad. She's
yeah.
always on it. So.
Yeah, for you know, for someone who doesn't need a phone, the iPad is amazing.
Right.
You know, for people that stay home, they don't. You know, they don't need a lot. But, I mean, look at all the stuff they have here. You know, it keeps you, like, it motivates you every day, challenges you with, measures your workouts, tracks your activity, helps encourage healthy routines. So that's the fitness part of it. You know, you can customize it. You can get different bands.
It sounds great. And I've actually entertained the thought of getting one myself. But
yeah.
what I'm scared of in my case is that I'm so addicted to my phone. And
yeah,
I
right?
Know,
and this would make it worse or what?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't.
It would make it worse. I mean, I think I'd be even more involved in my phone now,
right?
Which is probably not a good thing at all. But yeah, I want to try it. What the hell, you know? We'll see how it works. Get a nice band for it because the ones with the nice bands are very expensive. They're like $600.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So I'm going to get the one that's the sport version. That's the entry level, $300. Then you can get all you can get a metal band on Amazon for $15-$20 that makes it look exactly the same.
Right.
Yeah, so I can do that. Why am I going to spend $600-$700?
And they still have all the same features.
The same features. It's the same one.
Right.
So just different finish. One is stainless steel. One is aluminum, you know. So yeah, no, it would be nice. Look, it would be nice to have the $17,000 to spend on the gold version.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, there's a gold version with diamonds.
Oh, hey,
$17,000.
Oh, but you might as well get like a Rolex or something if you
right?
do that, you know.
Yeah, I don't get two, like one iPhone, one iWatch, or whatever they call it, and one
I mean, that's my thought on it. But hey, if you're a technology freak, then
yeah,
a lot of
exactly
money, why not?
And yeah, I am. I love this stuff. I mean, I'm looking at this and like I have to have it now.
Yeah,
you know. So anyway, I'll tell you what the experience is like. Like I said, before when it first came out, I didn't want to consider it. But now Apple also reduced it by $50
oh,
back
nice.
In March, in late March. So, yeah, so it makes it affordable, I think. And, yeah, a new toy, you know? I mean, I already got the 3D printing out of my system.
I know.
I need something else now,
and
right?
And you made some real, some real life, yeah, you know, images of yourself.
Of none of myself. Now I have a few people.
Oh,
I
no
did
way.
Already. Yeah, because I have to pin them down to actually stand there for 5 minutes.
Your resting bitch face is immortalized.
I know. There you go, right?
Yes. And which is ironic because yeah, you smile, you laugh, yeah, you're so good-natured.
Thank you. I know, but that's my face. What can I do? We can't help it, folks. Maybe it's a reflection of all the sad years I've had in my life. I don't know.
Could be.
But at any rate, folks, I am a happy person, very happy. These are definitely the happiest years in my life.
Wow,
and I don't even
good.
Have a woman in my life right now.
Who
Go
needs
figure,
one?
Right? Go figure, folks. Thank you to Max Tucci for calling in. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Kelsey, have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see everybody on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.